episode 1126, when no way is the way.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. It is Confession Day. Oh, yeah. It's an upset mama talking here. Okay, maybe not exactly, but a little bit. You're going to have a sprinkle of joy with this one, when no way is the way. We're diving deep. Let's do it. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, have you ever run yourself into a brick wall? When no way is the way and your eyes are open to the brighter possibilities that were there, just hiding in the messes. Messes found in the junkyard of our lives are no fun, and usually it ends up messier before it gets better. That's exactly how our move started. I have stories after stories. We could be here for weeks of all the craziness that we went through. And honestly, it didn't really have a lot to do with us. Okay, I'll take some of the credit of the chaos. However, when we're dealing with certain things on both ends, well, all you got to do is just shake your head and just keep going. From the sale of our home to purchasing our new home, packing up the old to drive to the new, mess after mess after mess. Somehow, when no way is the way, you learn how to be resourceful, never giving up on what you know God's got. But it isn't easy. And I'm telling you, it wasn't easy for us. In fact, we're still struggling with a few things right now. After our move, you would think that, oh, you sold the house, you bought your new one, you're settled in. Oh, no, we're still unpacking. And with the move, there comes what? Incidences. Things that are broken. Things that you thought were working that aren't working any longer when you signed on the dotted line. And now you're throwing your hands up in the air going, why me? It's a brick wall after another brick wall, mess after mess. Somehow we get stuck in these junkyards and we just keep filling it. And it's so easy because we get so busy and our busyness clutters our mind. So our clarity is out the door. We can't even see out the window. Nothing looks right. But yet at the same time, we know that there really is a way. But what is that way? We've got to, you know, learn to be resourceful, never giving up on what we know God's got. But it isn't easy. When you're in the mess, that's all you see. The mess gets bigger and bigger with the doubts growing stronger and stronger. Have you ever tried to pull up a 2 or 3 year old bush? Okay, yeah, I know, spring's around the corner. I'm pushing a little bit. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so that means, I think he did, right? Anyway, I know, whatever he did, it was supposed to be 6 more weeks of winter. Well, that's not good news for any of us who want spring here. And I know up north right now, where we moved from, I'm happily saying we're not there. Yes, school's been canceled, delayed, early outs because it is snowing. Unfortunately, lives have even been lost because of the craziness, all the mess. And here, we're already thinking, let's get to spring. Everybody, I think, gets that spring fever. So take it back to that bush. You got a 2 or 3 year old bush and you want to go and you kind of want to trim it up. You gave it time to kind of grow and root. And all of a sudden though, man, there's just this one part that isn't doing right and you got to pull it out. Did you know within that 2 to 3 years how hard it is to pull that root out of the ground? I mean, it's just dug in there so deep, especially like the rose bush. When we bought our old house up north, it was crazy. There were beautiful baby roses, and they were ones that had thorns on them. And I love roses, but I do not like thorns with roses. That's not a good combination, especially with children. And my children were still young yet. They would, you know, play outside and throw a ball, and all you need to do is have them fall into the rose bushes with thorns, right? And then if you wanted to do any form of cleaning up, you always got pricked. Well, at least I did. And it didn't matter what kind of gloves I bought and how much I spent. But I had to dig these rose bushes up. They were a sore eye. They made it through the first winter we were there. But the second winter, They never came back. And so I had to dig them up. Well, I could cut them all off at the top and that was all great. But you know what? The junk was still there. And that's what happens in our lives. We still have the junk there because we haven't dealt with it. We haven't allowed God to come in and work in us and through us. I know with this move, with my children and my husband and myself and everything, it's just been one thing after another. And we've had to remind each other, wait, God's got this. It's not about us. It's not about our control. Yes, we see the mess growing bigger and bigger. When I was standing there on the third day for our loading, we were only supposed to have a two-day load. And I was standing there in our garage that we were supposed to be long gone from at this point with, oh, probably equal to a 2.5 bedroom apartment of stuff. Here pulls up this little truck and I'm going, there is no way all this stuff in this garage is going to fit into that little truck. And I was right. And I was sitting there going, how in the world are we ever going to get out of here? Mess after mess. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then they couldn't even promise me that we would even have our stuff within 2 to 3 weeks. They had no idea. There were no plans. Why is it that the junkyard gets so out of control? Our doubts grow stronger. Those roots, man, they go deep. Yeah, that's our doubts. And they set in. And we don't want to get rid of it. It's not that we like it, but we just know what it feels like. Yet, at the same token, we also know that God's got it. However, there's still a question mark. Like I said, I felt it. My children felt it. However, if we wanted to get beyond the brick wall, we had to find a way, the way. What do you do when you're buried in your own junkyard? Too much stuff? Too much baggage? If only. Well, I'm telling you that if only doesn't have to be your give up phrase. Have you found that in your vocabulary when things are just going crazy and you're like, if only. And maybe you don't say it out loud, but you say it in your mind, like, if only I would have married somebody else. If only we had 2 children and not 3. You can't give them back. Come on, it's full confession day. I'm being honest with you. We've all had these if only thoughts or expressions and words and phrases that come out of our mouths. But if only is your give up phrase, doesn't cut it. Just doesn't cut it. Because then you're like, oh, I washed my hands of this and I'm going to let it happen. It just is what it is. Can't do anything about it. So I guess got to live with it. My junk. Well, your junk too. And then you cop this attitude, right? Come on. You know what I'm talking about. All that does is set you further back from where you started. God's got you where faith meets you. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Let faith meet you. Too many times we're trying to do our own thing, of our own strength, of our own will. Where's it gotten you? Come on, it's confession time. Look at your heart. Feel it. Hear it. Maybe you're struggling right now, centered in whatever mess that you're centered in. You're in your junkyard. It's time to get out. Let faith meet you. 3 ways you can do it. Number 1, climb to the higher side of where you're headed. Don't let yourself fall to lower standards. God wants to stretch you and meet you where you're at, but you have to be willing to do the work. That means you have to be willing to climb. He never said it was going to be easy, did he? No. What he did say is, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So climb. You want to get to the other side? You got to be willing to do the work. Climb. 2, wait patiently for what's to come. Busyness is not your middle name, yet we've adopted it as so. It's our new hello. It's our response to how are you? Oh, I'm so busy. I cannot wait to take that part out of my episodes. But I feel like every single other one, we've got busyness or balance stuck in there. What is it about the bees in our seasons? Busyness is not your middle name and can definitely break what God wants for you. Let go of the control and wait. Just wait. Wait patiently. We're so impatient, aren't we? Because we want it now. We want that immediate gratification. Come on, give it to me now. If only, right? Okay, you see this downward spiral that we're headed in? You can't do that. You got to wait patiently. You got to climb. You got to be willing to climb. And number three, you have to show up and be ready. If you're not looking and listening, you will miss what's right in front of you. God shows up. Are you? Are you showing up in your own life? That's what the Lord says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. Are you trying to come into your own junkyard to make it all beautiful all by yourself? It's not going to work. Let God meet you where you're at. Let faith meet you. Climb, wait, show up. It's not easy. Transformation, change, impact. You want to be a difference maker? You want to go out and change the world that you touch? You got to let faith meet you. Because if not, you're going to be plain plum exhausted. And then you'll be in a worse state. You may even find yourself in a hospital. Life is too short. Life is too precious. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. And that coaching call is a time for you to talk about what you need to do in your life, where you're at. This allows me to meet you where you're at. We can come up with tools and strategies where you can begin to implement right now. Click on that link, Take Aim, and let faith meet you. Stop trying to fill your junkyard. We do it too easily, whether it's with stuff, with words and phrases, with excuses, do's and don'ts, our failures, our successes. Oh, it's just there's not even a word for it. Let God empty out your junkyard today. You can escape the brick wall if you let faith meet you. Create your now. And you got it. Let faith meet you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Hey, enjoy the Olympics. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.